From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. General Motors lost nearly $31 billion last year. That's the automaker's second worst year since it first started building cars. It announced last week that it would be hacking another 47,000 jobs and closing five more plants in the United States. As orders for cars continue to slump, the pink slips keep raining down, and the long, reliable middle-class comfort enjoyed by auto workers, many of them black, is rapidly vanishing. Mary Chapman, a Detroit native and contributor to the New York Times, has kept close tabs on the auto industry for 20 years. She joins us now. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Let's talk first of all about the situation GM finds itself in. Its shares have lost 89% of their value in the last year. Vehicle sales in North America down 31% in the fourth quarter of 2008, and sales even worse in Europe. I know this is a tough question, but what is it going to take to turn things around for them?
First of all, there needs to be a real national energy policy out of Washington and some consistent regulation. I mean, overall, I think that's where the nation needs to start in terms of helping this automaker get back on the right track. GM is trying to muddle through. They're asking for some additional monies, $17 billion on top of the $13 billion that it already has. But people don't. Many people don't understand. That's just to get it through the year. It thinks it'll be off in the black by 2012, but that's all conditional on sales coming back.
Let's talk about some of the people impacted by the loss of these jobs because of the decline in the auto industry. You have been writing about how black auto workers are disproportionately affected in large part because of the role that the auto industry has played in providing jobs for them. Some of the numbers, 20,000 black auto workers lost their jobs in the fourth quarter of 2008 alone. Talk a little bit about why it seems to be hitting black workers harder, if that's true.
That's nearly a 14% drop since the recession began, compared with just 4.4% of all workers. I mean, as it is, this recession has hit African Americans harder than other groups, unemployment statistics show. I guess the main reason why blacks are disproportionately affected is that they are disproportionately affected, represented in the industry. There are more blacks in the automotive workforce than in the overall U.S. workforce. And African Americans cannot make this kind of money anywhere else, particularly the line workers, and particularly because African Americans are overall less educated in the industry than other groups. They make $17 an hour on average in this industry, compared with $15 an hour in any other sectors of the economy. And it's even with the dealers and suppliers, the African-American dealers and suppliers, about 95% of all minority dealers are first-generation workers. That's an astounding number compared to just 30% of non-minority dealers. So these prospective dealers are going into the business without the established credit, without the familial ties, without the established customer base. And so it's harder to withstand a protracted downturn.
It seems as if for black auto workers, and tell me if I'm correct or wrong about this, Mary, that the collapse or the near collapse of the auto industry is like a Hurricane Katrina for them.
Oh, absolutely. And even with these white-collar cuts, you have to remember those as well. I mean, they are coming in wave after wave. That's a very apt illustration there, because it every morning, it's astounding. I mean, I've been covering this industry for a long time, as you've said. And every day, it seems like the situation is feeding upon itself. And the tentacles are long and very far-reaching. We're talking about an entire middle class here, particularly in areas like Detroit, where black unemployment is already hovering around the 15% rate, at least twice the national average, and that's for African Americans. And we're talking about people who have bought the second homes, the second cars, established the businesses. The effects are devastating and very, very far-reaching.
I would imagine that outside of Detroit and perhaps Lansing, which these areas are part of the core of the automaking industry in America, that there are not a lot of other areas nationally where black auto workers are so heavily impacted. I know that there was automaking here in Southern California, but the population numbers for blacks is a lot lower.
Michigan is going to have to diversify. Any area where the principal focus has been on manufacturing, unless and until this recession sort of abates a little bit, and then we see where the Obama administration is going with its national policy. Until we see what this automotive task force is going to do, it's going to be some perilous times. The problem is the industry did not learn its lesson, I don't think, decades ago. We're going back to the oil embargo of the 70s. Hopefully this time the industry will get its act together.
GM is now offering 22,000 retirement-eligible hourly workers a buyout of $20,000 and a $25,000 voucher for a new car if they leave by April, a month from now. Do you expect many folks to take that?
Well, I think they will, because I think they can read the handwriting on the wall. It's either that or they're going to be forced out. But the unfortunate situation is when that money runs out, there is a question as to what they're going to do after that. Because as I say, studies have shown that they have less education than their white counterparts. And if they have no other skill, it's going to be hard going for these people.
Do you have any idea, and this is a tough question again, I know, whether or not there is something that is in place or that could be put in place in Detroit, in metropolitan Detroit, to replace the auto industry as a place of employment for the black middle class that's being pushed out?
Well, you know what? You should enlist the help of Governor Granholm on that, because I think that has been the big question. Michigan has been trying to move toward more technological industries, and it just has been looking at ways to diversify. It's very tough. Right now, it's turning toward pretty much a service economy, and you're talking about lower wages. People around town are just having to face getting used to a different standard of living for now.
Mary, thank you very much.
It's pretty bad.
Yes, it is. Thank you,
thank
Mary.
You.
That was Mary Chapman, a contributor to the New York Times. She joined us from the studios of WDET in Detroit, Michigan. And as we've been saying, tens of thousands of auto workers have been put out of work in the past few months, with tens of thousands more heading in the same direction. Now we're going to hear from one of those out-of-work auto workers. Crystal Gray had a good job working on an assembly line in a GM plant. She got her pink slip on February 9th. Crystal, welcome to News and Notes.
Hi.
I'm sorry, first of all, to hear about you losing your job. Tell us what you did, where you worked, and what kind of work you were doing.
I was working at Lake Orion plant for General Motors in Michigan. I hung put on the right fender, the right front fender on a G6 and a Chevy Malibu.
So pretty good job, yes?
Yes, it was a pretty decent job. It wasn't too bad.
And when you were laid off, tell us about how you got the news and how it impacted you.
I got the news while we were off on Christmas break, that everyone was going to get laid off that was hired in 08. The 08 new hires were going to get laid off.
Mm-hmm. Were you the only breadwinner in the house, and do you have children?
Yes, I'm the only breadwinner in the house. I have three boys, two in college and one in junior high.
Now, you live in Flint, Michigan, and that's a place that's really been hurting from the decline of the auto industry. How is all of this joblessness impacting the community around you, your neighbors and your friends? I would imagine that it's tough for everyone.
Yeah, it's tough for everyone, because if there's no money flowing into the community, then the other companies in the community, we can't spend any money with them. That kind of makes them, you know, a lot of companies go down too.
This is a hard situation for everybody that's in the circumstance that you are in. Tell our listeners, if you could, what is it that keeps you going? What is it that keeps you out there trying to you know, to stay above water?
Well, for one, my kids, I just have to stay strong, just have to be a strong person and always know there's something out there for you.
Here's my last question. A lot of people think that the auto industry screwed up and that as a result of its own screw-up that it should go under. How do you feel about that?
I don't think it should go under. Somebody got to make the cars, got to have transportation. And you got to have transportation to get to a job, for one. I don't actually think that General Motors is broke. I think it's the CEOs being greedy. When I got hired into General Motors, the first question a person asks is there any chance of us getting laid off anytime soon? They said no, because we were on a 2-year contract, so it'll be at least 2 years before anyone gets laid off. Then they made the promise back in August that they were going to open a new engine plant in Flint. And then as soon as Wall Street got the bailout, I believe the CEOs got together and said, well, if Wall Street can get that money, so can we. So things didn't work the way they planned, so now they got to come to making the government believe that they're broke. So that's hurting the lower class people, the people under them.
People like you.
People like me.
Well, Crystal, good luck. We hope things turn around for you.
I'm sure it will.
Thank you very much, Crystal.
Thank you.
That was Crystal Gray. She's a resident of Flint, Michigan, and recently lost her job on an assembly line in a General Motors plant.